Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, where we keep you informed on immigration policies and travel issues. Today's topic is about electronic device searches at the U.S. border. Did you know that U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, officers can search your phone, laptop, or tablet when you enter the United States, even if you're a U.S. citizen? And they don't need a warrant or suspicion to do it. There are two types of searches. A basic search is a manual look through your device. An advanced search is more invasive. It involves connecting your device to external equipment to copy or analyze data. That requires reasonable suspicion and approval from a supervisor. So what does this mean for you as a traveler? It is crucial to understand the risks and consequences. CBP can access sensitive personal and professional data. A traveler's right at the border is narrower than inside the United States. If you refuse to grant access to your device, three things may potentially happen. One, your device may be seized. Two, if you are a U.S. citizen and refuse to share your password, you may face delays but will eventually be admitted to the United States. However, if you are a temporary visa holder, you may be denied entry. Three, at pre-clearance airports abroad, it can mean you're not allowed to board your flight. Here are some smart tips to protect yourself. One, travel light. Carry only the devices you need. Two, consider traveling with a clean or temporary device. Three, back up your files before you go and keep sensitive data off of your travel devices. Four, use strong passwords and enable two-factor authentication. Five, encrypt your devices and power them down before crossing the border or seeking entry into the United States at a port of entry. Six, document the search. Note the officer's name, badge number, and what they asked. Seven, remember, signing out of apps and limiting cloud access reduces what's visible during a search. The bottom line, border searches of devices are legal and your rights are limited in this setting. The best protection is preparation. Minimize the data you carry, secure your devices, and know the possible risks and consequences. That's today's Immigration Update Podcast. For more resources about electronic searches at the port of entry or U.S. border, please see our show notes and speak with a qualified immigration attorney before you travel abroad.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.